Welcome to RGP when I'm Sandy speaking.
Hi Sandy, it's Lisa from
Hello. Thanks for calling.
I got called to give you a call.
Yeah, I was just wondering, I was just going through the vaccine and I was going through all the vaccination, like all the protocols and things. I noticed the on the protocol was going into the cloud, like the data logger.
For the fridge?
Yeah. I just wondered if that's something you do, because you know how you check the minimum and maximum. Do you then go into the data logger? Do you make that a...
So on a daily basis, every day we check the minimum and maximum temperature of both fridges, and we reset it and we write it on a chart on the fridge.
Yes, that's what I've been doing. Yeah.
Normally once a week, more. We have a wireless sensor tag, so we log into that with the website. I don't know whether you have the same one.
Yeah, the Avem Quirks possibly. Is that the thing?
I don't know the name. They're just like a little white tile. And we log into the website that's come on, and then we can double check there what the temperature's doing, make sure
like
it's still
graph,
recording.
Like the graph,
the
same thing.
Yeah.
All right, so you actually do, you only just sort of check that once a week.
We have been doing it once a week, but the fridge guy did suggest you could do it more.
Because like the protocol that Lauren did up for accreditation was a step that you went in and actually checked that twice a day. And I was like, that's really bizarre, like, because if you're checking it on the fridge, what's the point of then going into the data logger? And then they've got a thing where you're copying the report, the download spreadsheet, and then saving it in a folder. You don't do that?
I think Lauren does that for us. I don't have an awful lot to do with that graph. I check it once a week and make sure the tile is working and that it's all in.
All right.
It's quite tricky. The program that we have is a little bit hard to work.
It sounds a bit different with the tile and things. Like, you can't actually, it's not something you log into without using the...
Our website is... It's called wireless sensor tag. It's mytaglist.com.
Totally.
Might be different to you because they're very old and I wouldn't recommend getting these ones. They keep you probably
all right.
Have a better
one. Gosh, I'm very spoiled. All right. Well, that's what I wanted to double check because I thought it's so silly going in. Like, I thought I'm happy to go in and look at the graph and everything like that maybe once a day. But I thought the fridge is telling you when you do that check.
We check it twice a day on the fridge itself and we write it down.
What I've been doing. And then, like, the thing says, we check it twice and then we make a copy of the spreadsheet and then move it over and save
Lauren
it in a folder.
That,
and I'm like, it doesn't seem necessary. Like, if your high and low temperatures are, if everything's tracking right.
I'm not sure about the folder bit, but that's all we do.
All right. The other question was, I just had to order oxygen masks and I didn't know on Team Medical. Do you, because like our oxygen things got like a green tubing attached to it. She said to get level 2 masks. So I'm just like.
It's just for like to deliver oxygen. Let me have a look. So you've got a breather and a non-rebreather. I'm just logging in.
All right. Thank you.
Or a Hudson. The normal one you look for is a Hudson mask.
Hudson mask.
Let me have a look. Hudson mask. Let's see if that comes up. So you've got nasal prongs. That comes with tubing. No, Hudson mask isn't coming up. They've got a oxygen mask, adult Elon, with 2.1-meter tubing.
That's what I was wondering. Yes. Because the actual oxygen's already got, like, with the regulator attached, it's got, like, green tubing.
Yes.
Does that mean I don't need it with the tubing?
I would probably get it with the tubing.
Because it's only one use.
So as soon as you use it, you've got
to... Oh, it is one. Oh, the tubing even is only one use.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I don't know anything about this. Okay.
You need a nurse.
I didn't know. I know I need a nurse. It's getting very close to needing a nurse, that's for sure. All right, so that oxygen mask, I can see that one there, along with the tubing.
Yeah, so maybe,
Do you see $2? Because I'm seeing
$5. Oh, hang on.
I'm just thinking, not unless I've got a different price list, so.
Hang on.
The tubing one is $5.
Let me have a look. Sorry, I've just logged out again now.
Oh, no, that's okay. It's $2 without the...
Oh, okay.
But I know she did say she updated your price list. Sorry. Did you want me to go?
No, Maddie's. I've just got a patient waiting, but Maddie's going to ring me.
Okay.
So the oxygen mask adult Elon with 2.1 meter tubing is $3.21.
$3.21.
Is that what you've got?
No, I've got $5.01.
Did you want me to order it for you?
Gosh.
Wonder if it's different login.
Yeah.
And there is one for $2.05 as well, without the tubing.
And see, mine's $2.37. All right, I'm gonna ask her the Teams lady what the go is with that. Yeah, because that's a bit of a big difference. So do I order an adult one and then a child one? Or
how
many
do you
keep on
the
stock
normally? Well, you just keep them on the emergency trolley so you can have one of each.
Yeah. Just one of each? Okay.
Yeah, we don't use it very often, but then once you use it, you'll just have to replace it. But make sure you get some nasal prongs as well. So there's a nasal oxygen cannula with 2.1 meter tubing, and they're 80 cents according to...
Oxygen cannula. Let's have a look. I'm in the middle
So that you just need an adult's one of them. So they're 80 cents.
That is 80 cents here as well. Okay. So
maybe get one or two of them just to have that on your remote. You'll need that on your emergency trolley.
All right, buy two.
All right.
All right. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
That's good.
Yeah, and how much was your Dickie, your sterilizer thing? That's all right. I'm waiting for a quote to come back. That's all right.
Yeah, I can find
it.
They
don't actually list the price online.
No,
so
it's really hard.
Yeah.
It took us ages to work that out.
All right.
I'll just find the email because I've sent it to... Lauren.
Oh, you did send... There was one before you ordered and you said it was about $240.
Did I? Yes. So whatever I've sent in that email.
That was before you'd ordered it. I think you'd looked
into
it. Yeah. And it didn't.
So I just spoke to them. Strip pack from Autoclave 240 includes 100 strips and the holder you have to buy initially. But after that, you just need the strips because you've got to come with the holder.
Yeah, that's exactly
like
what I asked, and they're not very clear, like on their website. And it doesn't even tell you how many is in a pack, or like. And I said, a quote. Do I need to get the holder separate, or does it come in the pack? So the holder's sort of a separate thing, is it?
Yeah, so it's like a little metal dish. So for $240, we got the holder and 100 strips. So next time we'll just have to order the strips, which will hopefully be cheaper than $240.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And do you use a label gun, or do you just literally get a label and stick it on the bags after you've done it?
For the sterilizer bags?
Yeah.
For the sterilizer bags, we use stickers.
So it's stickers, so you don't actually use a gun thingy, you just get the stickers?
It's called, let me find it. What are they called? There's a name. It's Autoclo. In team. I'm just trying to find where are the stickers. I'm just trying to find the stickers.
That's all right, because there's a few to choose from, and then I didn't know whether to put on a gun, like the, how it rolls it out on the thingy, or do you write on the sticker?
You write on the sticker.
You write on the sticker.
There's a name for the sticker. I'm just trying to work out.
That's okay.
Let me find out the
you
one that we order.
Yeah, you can pop me an email when you have the time.
Oh, here you go. Okay. What's the name of them? They're called Indicator. It's an indicator label. But I can't see it on Teams. So what happens is you write the date and the cycle number, you stick it on, and the colour is pink. And when it comes out, the colour is brown. So you can see that it's been sterilised. So you've got to put it on before
you sterilise. Oh, so you put the label on before. Oh, okay, cool.
But
all
I don't know why I can't see it in Teams.
Okay, all right. Okay.
But hang on, I could probably just... Here, purchase history.
So you put the blank label on before it goes through, do you? Or do you write
on it?
No,
you write on it.
Write on it before it goes in. It doesn't stuff it up. Yeah, okay. All right, cool.
Can you see our orders there?
I can't see yours. No.
You can't see what we've ordered.
No, I don't
my
have
account.
Your account detail.
Purchase history. Here you go. I'll just get the name of it because they are. Let me grab the name of it for you. If I can.
That's all right. Thank you. I have a feeling when I looked those up, they were quite dear, aren't they? Are they? Indicator label.
I don't think they were that bad.
That one's like $500. That's a
oh, no, they're not that dear. Oh, no, they're not that deep.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to say it was for a routine blood test. Here we go. Meditrax adhesive labels.
Meditrax.
I knew there was a name, and they're $44. $44.60.
Adhesive labels. Adhesive label, and how much are they?
$44.60. Meditrax. I knew there was a name. It doesn't come up.
And what colour label are they?
Oh, whatever. There's pink, green, yellow.
You
can,
just get whatever colour.
Then whatever
the colour doesn't mean anything in particular.
Okay.
Thank you very, very much. All right.
No worries.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks.
Bye.